All right, we're now in May. And that with May comes...
Mother's Day.
Oh, well, I didn't get you anything.
Yes, you did.
I did not.
But you ordered me a t-shirt.
On Even My Mom Has a Podcast. I actually forgot to do that.
Okay.
Maybe I'll do that after all.
No, that's all right.
Well, it is the most popular t-shirt in the world, introduced 30 years ago.
Really?
The only known t-shirt, graphic t-shirt to sell more designs is the I Love New York t-shirt. It has even more t-shirts sold than the smiley face. And I thought maybe you could use that for your recuperating from your knee surgery.
No, give me superpowers.
We'll see about that.
Okay.
Okay. So you think it's a Superman shirt? Is that what you think?
No, I think it's the Rolling Stone shirt with the mouth.
Okay.
The tongue
well,
sticking out.
I'll have to place an order and we'll see about that. Okay. Uh-huh. I don't want to hear any complaints. You said you wear a large.
In a men's or probably an extra large in a women's. Depends. Right.
Well, it's a men's shirt.
Probably large.
You want to go for large?
Yeah.
Okay. How have you been?
Oh, fair to Midland. That's an old term.
Wow.
Getting ready for knee surgery.
Super exciting. You're going to make some dinner tonight?
I am. I'm making pepper steak. You like pepper steak?
No.
And rice?
No, I like the alternative one that has the bibigo, the guys that.
Korean beef?
Yeah.
And rice?
I prefer that one.
Your father's favorite is the pepper steak. So that's what
I'm making. And what's your other son's favorite food that you make?
Salisbury steak. You call it meat watts.
Yes.
Thanks.
So, with all of that said, I do have a new product I kind of picked up over
what you
here.
What you got?
This is called Nizoral Anti-Dandruff Shampoo. A little different than...
Let me smell of it.
It doesn't seem to have a strong smell. It's just sort of a pleasant lotion type thing.
It smells real mild.
Okay.
I mean, it hardly has any smell at all.
Yeah, okay. What I'm saying is you expect the strong tingle, all of that.
Did it tingle?
Instead, it gave me a pretty good 24-hour period, first use of just nice, hydrated scalp.
Well, good.
But you're supposed to use it every 4 days. I'll use it next time I take a shower again. And yeah, so that I saw this advertised on Amazon and thought I'd give it a shot.
Very
so
good.
If you want to try Nizoral, give it a shot. We'll have a link in the description of our pod.
Very good. Hey, you got a nice haircut yesterday. Looks sharp.
I got a haircut yesterday.
It looks sharp.
I can't comb my hair twice the same day, like twice in a row. It can't be done. It will come out completely different tomorrow.
That's all right. There's not a lot of ways it can come out because it's like short on the sides and long on the top.
It can look radically different day to day.
Okay.
It can.
That's the way hair is.
But yeah, I was going with a sweep back thing. Now it's sort of layered over itself kind of look.
It looks good.
Yeah.
You've got lots of hair. You're a lucky dude.
I asked for the Dan Aykroyd. I wanted my head to look really tall.
Well, you look taller with your haircut like this.
Well, you look taller with your headset on.
I do.
I guess. Your stretched out
headset.
Seems
like I'm getting shorter and shorter.
Your giant Rosie O'Donnell head.
I have a big head. I think the only person who's a bigger head than me is Sharon Stone. Because, we've got this.
She has a big head?
Yeah, we have this hat shop in town, Hat Man Jack's. And when I was in there and he was helping me fit it to a hat, I thought I was buying a Tilly's hat.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me, I said, no, I have a big head. He says, oh, he goes, your head's not near as big as Sharon Stone's. I had said, I guess he measured her and stuff for a hat, got her all set up with a hat.
I did not peg her as a giant head.
She has a big head. But then she ended up getting brain
damage.
Cancer or brain tumor. No, she had brain tumor. So maybe that's why she had this big head. I don't know.
Well, a tumor could pop. I mean,
could make your head
get big. I don't know about the brain tumor making your head huge, but like a tumor on your head could make your head.
You and your brother have big heads. When you were born, it was ridiculous. The doctor
talked about Tyler being born.
Gosh.
What did they have to do with him? They suction cupped his head out and it gave him a cone shape, didn't it?
Yeah.
He went through elementary school with a cone head.
No, he didn't.
Oh, yes, he did. Except it was like out the back, not out the top, like Dan Aykroyd and Coneheads, but out the back,
oh,
like the
you're
alien.
Full of it.
He absolutely was.
No, he wasn't.
All right,
little babies' heads go like cone shaped, it just lasts for a few days and it goes back.
Or until babies they're 10.
Babies' heads are real like gelled, kind of.
Malleable.
Yeah, malleable.
Yeah.
That's the word I was looking for.
I guess you could say that there is a need for regime change. Can you say that?
I can't say regime.
regime.
I can't say it. Say, there's a few trying. Words I can't say. Keep. When I was a little girl, I had a speech impediment, and I
how about
still
you still do?
Do.
Yeah.
Had to say, have speech
say it again.
Therapy
say it again.
When I was little. I can't say it.
Try.
Regime. Like Regina.
All right. Well, how about we get into the news?
Okie doke.
All right. So I showed you that there is a new Star Fox game coming.
That's right.
Star Fox, the game that I picked up when I went to Warp Zone, the game store in Yukon, Oklahoma, and I slammed my thumb in the car door and it shut. And then I had
oh, that
and
hurts
then I
picked, the worst.
I picked up Star Fox, but I had to play claw with fingers because I messed my left thumb up in the car door. Well, it started out, it had a like kind of animatronic design in its promotional material. Okay. They had puppets.
What do you think it's got now?
So they went with the puppets. I showed you the picture in the middle. In the Super Mario Galaxy movie came out a few weeks ago, they had a scene where Fox McCloud, the fox, his crew's called Star Fox, okay?
Okay.
They had a kind of cartoonish look going.
One, yeah.
Well, they had a cartoonish kind of thing going here. And you'd think that scene was to tell you, hey, this is what we're going to do in the next Star Fox game. Instead, they went for taxidermy.
Yeah, it looks real.
Some people...
or dead.
Some people are... It's very divisive. It's not slammed like
divisive
ugly
divisive or divisive?
It can be either.
Okay.
It can be divided.
Okay.
It can be vided. I don't know.
Okay.
Joe Bided. I don't know. Look, when Sonic the Hedgehog movie came out and they were showing that off, they called him Ugly Sonic and they bullied them into changing it and that saved the movie, okay?
Okay.
This is not the same thing. That Sonic the Hedgehog does not, there isn't a hedgehog that looks like that. So you could say, all right, that doesn't look like Sonic. It doesn't look like a hedgehog. We're mad. At least that looks like a fox.
It does. It does. And, you know, you can't go wrong with that. I guess, you know, if it's taxidermy, it looks like the way
they
what
have,
it was.
I've seen some memes already. I've seen they replaced the characters with bad taxidermy faces. Now, I guess if Nintendo was bullied into it, they could go for the cartoonish look.
Yeah.
But...
I thought it looked kind of neat, really.
I showed you clips from it, and you could, like, it tracks your face, and, like, they'll
neat.
React to your face and everything.
Kids are going to like that.
It should be fun. It's actually $10 off pre-order now at Walmart, so I ordered it, and then we can play it.
So how much does it cost?
It's $50.
Is that, and you got $10 off?
Well, that's pretty good, because they have been charging $70 to $80 for games.
The best thing to do is go to your public library and rent one.
I've rented several games at the
Not
public
rented,
library.
Check it out.
Here, well, borrow.
Free, borrow.
Right? The problem is I tell people about this, and they're like, what? Like
your library? Most, libraries have video games?
Most of them do not.
Well, you know what? Tell
in
them to check
Kansas,
it out, because you'd be surprised.
In Kansas, two libraries have video games. It
Which,
seems
the
like Derby and Andover.
Okay, well, Wichita downtown probably does.
No, they do not.
I'm
using the app to see where the games are, and it seems
okay.
Andover and Derby.
Hey,
Derby probably has the most.
We rule.
Derby started getting the video games when? At the library.
A long time ago.
Over 10 years ago,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we got everything we could get.
You got a ton of DVDs, but I wish you had Blu-rays or 4K discs.
It came to a point where it was like, everything's online now, you know, that people... They started kind of cutting back on staying up to date on what you check. You can.
They're staying
rent.
Pretty up to date on the Switch games.
Yeah,
they have
that's
Switch
good.
2 games, and I mean, if some that are real bangers that people aren't checking out, but some of them they probably
that
keeping
the,
or something.
That and the Libby app, you can go and get check out magazines. Almost all the
your
popular
library
books.
Also gives you access to a site called Canopy, which is sort of a Netflix thing,
right?
And you have a monthly amount of movies you can watch.
That's right. Check out your public library, and you know, like the state of Kansas, if you don't even live in Derby or anywhere else, you can still borrow books from Derby. It's pretty cool.
And they call that an interlibrary loan.
That's right.
All right. And I get these games for a week at a time. And if I'm like, hey, I still got some work to do here in Hades 2, I'm gonna go ahead and check that out. You can just open the app and recheck it out from there.
That's right.
Twice. You can have a game for 3 weeks.
Yep. It's neat.
And we don't have a Blockbuster or anything like that anymore. So
we don't. Do we even have a GameStop? Yeah, we still have a GameStop.
Well, we don't have
now.
A GameStop in Derby.
Oh, okay. Closed.
This is kind of bothering me. Yeah, because I can get a bunch of GameStop gift cards.
We're just going to have to go
and
across
be
town.
Unsure. I'd like, hey, What's the lease agreement on your building over here? Well, I don't know. Well, you better be in business in a month when this game comes out because I'm about to drop some gift cards on you. You know, so that would upset me. I didn't mention this last week, but do you remember Elizabeth Smart, the girl that got kidnapped?
Yes.
She won a bodybuilding contest.
Really?
Yes. And, well, it was a surprising thing because people didn't realize she was, like, training for that. But I'm not sure what bodybuilding competition is, but it says IFBB over there, so it must be pretty legit and serious.
Well, she's looking good. Let me see. Close up. That's her. It looks like her. Gosh, that looks really good.
So that's Elizabeth Smart. And yeah, so people are pretty surprised by that.
That's cool.
And she's just, you know.
How old is she now? Probably.
Oh, she's late 30s.
Yeah, mid-30s for me.
But yeah, she's, hey, you know, if you try stuff, you can put your mind to it, whatever, all that
it
sort
looks
of
great.
Talk, right? Donald Trump has released previously classified UFO files.
Oh, wonderful. He has to do something to get the news off him.
Everybody, don't look at me. Look at this. I found the UFO files. They said it couldn't be done, but I did it. You know? I don't like, the only thing I don't like about this is that now they want to call them UAPs.
What, unidentified?
Penises? Well, this article isn't using that term. It's saying UFOs. And all it really is here's a picture. A lot of people saw it, and we drew a picture of it. And then that's... And it's pretty much, okay, well, do we have any evidence? What do we have in Roswell?
No, we
do we have
a
body? Do we have an animatronic? Is there some taxidermy alien? What do we have?
We got a drawing?
No, it's just kind of like we have a drawing of some stuff.
So like it's, what's it called?
Here's some footage.
When you're in, you know, when you're on trial.
Artist?
Yeah, it's a sketch artist.
Well, we don't have a lot to go on is really the case here. I unclassified it. Is there anything, any hard evidence? Do we have anything in possession? Not really. So
now you know.
I mean, there's one of the funnier looking pictures had like a blob and like a flash of light on behind it. It said several witnesses said that they saw a 130 foot long blimp type shape thing appear out of a bright light and then vanish. And it's like, okay, well, I mean, well, we don't even have a picture of it, but all right, you know, just do a little drawing and we'll call that evidence and release that. And
it was a good trip.
Yeah, everybody was smoking the same stuff, I
or
guess.
Taking the same
now,
stuff.
Now, I had you watch a couple basketball games with me.
Yeah, first. You know what? I think I'm the Thunder's good luck charm. So they've won two games. I've watched two games. So, hey, I got to keep watching.
It isn't as if they've been struggling to win without your presence. Who have they been playing?
The Lakers.
And they're up 2-0 on the Lakers.
Yeah, oh no, the Lakers were all upset last night. They were cheating.
The fouls. Where's the whistle? And there's a lot of LeBron James going like,
I know, I love it.
The hand gestures all over the place and acting like he broke his arm, he broke his wrist.
I jumped into
his head.
And nobody called a foul for me.
Yeah, that's what he usually does. It's pretty outrageous.
It's sad.
But Thunder have a really good crowd there.
Yeah.
Oklahoma
does good.
They show up for the Thunder, right?
They do while they're winning.
And what's the name of the star Thunder player?
SGA.
And what does that stand for?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't want to hear an I don't know. You don't say I don't know at improv night, do you?
Aegis something.
Aegis?
Aegis? I don't know.
Okay.
Has two last names, hyphenated last names.
And they're kind of long, huh?
Yeah.
But Aegis doesn't sound that long, does it?
No, but that's part of how it sounds.
All
so
right.
So what is it?
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Okay, well, just Gilgeous.
How about you try it again?
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
There you go.
Shai.
Okay. How do you think he spells his first name?
S-H-A-Y.
A-I.
Oh, A-I.
And he's from Canada.
He's like Carrie.
Well, yeah, your name ends with an I, doesn't it?
It does.
But no one else seems to do that.
Nope.
I guess grandma just couldn't spell or something, right?
She's trying to be creative, cool, something.
Trying to be cool in 1958. Who is doing that?
1958. I'm an old lady.
So that does it for the news. You know, I think it is time that we play a game.
What are we going to play today?
A game called...
I'm pretty good at this.
Oh, you think you are, huh? All right. So tonight's Dead or Alive. Rules pretty simple. I give you the name of somebody famous. You tell me if they are. I think you can handle this. There isn't any common factor here, but these are people you've heard of, okay?
Yes.
Steven Seagal, martial artist Steven Seagal, movie star. Is he dead or alive?
He's alive.
Steven Seagal is
alive
at the
which
age.
Which is funny because when you do that, it sounds like you're getting your angel wings.
It's supposed to be the closest thing I could find to a "you're correct"
okay.
charm.
All right.
But yeah, you're kind of right. But the alternative is a body falling downstairs.
I know. That sounds definitely dead.
All right. So that's how we know you're dead. If you'd fall like that,
boom,
right?
Boom, boom.
Kaboom. Yeah. So, alive at the age of 74.
Oh, well, he's older than me.
Frankie Valli.
I think he's alive.
Frankie Valli.
He's pretty old.
Is alive.
And, he's
and
still,
do you want to guess his age?
He's still touring and singing, but people are saying he needs to stop.
So wait, you know about this?
Yeah.
I was going to show you a clip. How old do you think he is?
He's getting there. He has to be pushing 90.
He's 92. And well, okay, the truth is people say that it's not so much a singing performance as much as it is being animatronic. Let's take a look at this clip here. Yeah.
Who's singing?
Now, a promoter was called. I think a reporter called a promoter and asked about this. Hey, does Frankie Valli sing the songs? Because he didn't really seem that involved. And the promoter said, all the songs were sung by Frankie Valli. And the guy asked, when? Hung up on the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it is a recording.
The young kid does sing very nice for him.
I thought it was Frankie Valli a couple years ago. Maybe it was somebody else. They had him up on stage, and they had to, like, hold him. Like,
Aww. They
do this move whenever they have the old people throw the first pitch.
Yeah.
You ever see this where they hold their belt?
Yeah.
They hold their belt so they don't lose balance,
yeah.
Right?
Well, bless his heart. I mean, there's a time to stop and let the guy go up there and be a tribute band to him.
I'm guessing he's hard up for some money.
Or he could even just, or his family is, or he could just show up.
Oh, his family wants money.
I know. So
that's what that would be.
He could just show up and sign autographs and be there, but let the tribute band play.
All right. So how old do you think he is?
You said 92.
92. You remembered?
I don't remember
telling you. Okay. So. That's too correct.
I know. I'm telling you, I'm good at this.
Blythe Danner.
Who's that?
Gwyneth Paltrow's mom.
Oh, okay. She has passed away.
Blythe Danner from the sequel to Western World and Meet the Parents is...
Oh, she's still alive?
Alive at 83.
Oh, I thought she'd passed away recently.
From what?
I don't know. I just thought she did. Sorry.
All right, Lisa Marie Presley. You know who that is?
She's no longer alive.
Do you know who that is?
Yes.
Who
Elvis's
is
daughter.
Elvis's daughter is?
And Michael Jackson's ex-wife.
Yeah, one of them, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. She died in 2023.
I know. It's been a while.
Ted Koppel.
Oh,
good evening. This is Ted Koppel.
I always thought he looked like the guy on Mad Magazine, the cover of Mad Magazine.
Is his name like Arthur Newman?
Or I think so.
I can't recall. Yeah, they put him on every cover.
Yeah, but. I thought he looked like him. Ted Koppel is probably deceased.
Ted Koppel is
alive.
How old do you think he is?
I don't know, but I bet you he's not. In
functioning,
where he's not being seen in public.
86.
Yeah.
Maybe I should do one just about like old time like news anchors.
Apparently, seem to stump me.
You think I need to write that down?
Okay.
News people.
Mom is not.
I've got a few
this.
People ready to go here. Ready to go. I'm gonna need to write these down before I forget them.
You think Joan London's still alive?
I'm going to write some of these days. You're going to look them up, but yeah, if I tell you the theme, you're going to start looking up a bunch of them, aren't
won't.
You?
I
yes,
promise.
You will.
I
you most certainly will, because that's how you're going to cheat at.
No, I don't cheat.
You could easily cheat this game.
Okay, it's my turn. You want to play my game?
Fine.
What movie?
It's my turn. You want to play my game?
Okay.
All right. What movie? Now, this is a quote, and I have to say what movie it's from, right?
Because he looks too damn good. That's how.
Is it how or why? It might be why.
It says how.
It's Dirty Harry. Yep. Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, you got it. Your father gave me that quote. I was back there, and I'm getting ready to do this with you, and I said, I got to look up a quote from a movie. And he goes, oh, I got one for you.
I've been watching a little bit of on and off when I'm doing exercise bike because the picture quality is really bad on Star Trek Deep Space Nine on Paramount Plus. So you have to watch it on your phone or it is really bad on a TV. So I watched that on my phone when I'm on my exercise bike.
Down and he explained it to me.
Oh, and this sounds like one he would give you. That's,
I know. Anyway, it's a dad quote.
They have a race of aliens called the Cardassians. Not to be confused with
Kardashians.
Do they
look like the Kardashians?
No. Okay. They have a
little
weird
tiny waist.
They have a weird neck. Okay. They have an almost like dinosaur reptilian neck.
Oh, they need a little skinny waist.
Hold on. We have some dinosaur news we should talk about too in just a second.
Okay.
The nice Cardassian. This guy, he's like super nice. He's like a florist or something. Okay.
The gay Cardassian.
They do act like maybe they gay coded this or something. Like this
Probably.
Is the first gay relationship in Star Trek. We just weren't official. But anyway, that guy was the villain, the final boss villain in the first Dirty Harry.
Oh,
but you wouldn't guess it. Yeah.
The guy that does the voice.
No, the guy
or
that plays the
character in costume.
But you wouldn't think so.
Wow.
You know? So anyways, yeah. So that's how I kind of had some Dirty Harry prepared for
that's
me
right
there. So I won. You got, what, two wrong there? Life Danner and Ted Koppel?
Yeah,
Koppel?
I got three right and two wrong.
But you knew who was actually dead. So you got to give yourself some kind of credit for that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
We also have news on a tragic incident.
Breaking front in Derby, Kansas.
Field Station dinosaur struck by lightning.
And their largest dinosaur.
Explain. I think we've mentioned this on the pod before. Refresh everybody's mind. What is Field Station dinosaurs?
They're giant dinosaur statues that we have here, and it's pretty popular. There's only two of them in the United States. The other one is in New York area. I think New York State.
Okay, look, if it's pretty popular, is there maybe a reason why there's only two of them?
I don't know, but they're expensive.
It's like McDonald's. There's hundreds of thousands of them. That's why it's pretty popular.
Right.
We have a park that also has a miniature golf course.
Right.
Where I don't know how, but somehow you beat me.
It's a nice miniature golf course.
I may just have to make you go back to that before you get your knee surgery.
No, after.
I need to get my revenge on that loss at the golf.
Mama beat you.
Well, I don't
beat
understand how I lost
and
miniature golf.
He was making me fun of me because I was acting like I was really getting in a putting stance and everything. He didn't like that.
She chip shots through miniature golf and somehow beat me. That's the crazy part. So they have a dinosaur structure. I think this must have been, an Apatosaurus or Brachiosaurus?
I think it was Brachiosaurus, the largest one out there, of course.
And it got struck by lightning and burned down.
And there is a video out there.
There's a video out there of it. Yeah, that was in our hometown there.
That's sad.
Well, I don't know about sad. It wasn't an animal.
I know, but it's really
cool.
It was a structure. And they are amazingly tall. It was huge.
They were making claims of this being the biggest animatronic in the world.
Probably is.
Because it has some, I don't recall
life-size.
It moving at all when we saw it.
It did make a sound, I remember.
These things, it is worth going to see to put into perspective the scale of these dinosaurs.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable.
The pterodactyl may as well be a flying giraffe.
Right. And what you got to do is, you could drive by and see them by the road for free, which is neat. But you need to go in there because when you go in there, they're down. They're sunken.
A lot of them are laid down. Yeah, there's
you need
a bit
to
of a
stand
bowl
next
structure.
To them and look up. Yeah.
Yeah, just the big ones are just so huge.
Right.
Just like, you know, a kid's got to be really wild by it. And really popular with the little
kids.
And
there's a really neat program that I think is really neat that Kansas does is that they have like attractions across the state that parents can take their kids to free in the summertime. And I don't know what it's called. I should know. But they're going to do that again this summer. And I know Field Station Dinosaur is usually on there. It's worth the trip to come.
Do you think they're going to rebuild that dino?
I hope so. They should. It should be insured, I would think. Bye-bye now. That was a good one.
All right, now go make me some steak.
No, it's got to thaw out first.